Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not a little bit infectious because it's just, we've seen it too much over the years to say it's not. Now, then it can be gone.
Yeah.
And it's fleeting. I mean, the whatever Marlin, the peanut punch, his variation of that, the fruit punch.
Fruit punch.
I mean, that was a thing for
1 year.
And then
yeah.
But you couldn't tell me that while it was going on any given week, we weren't like, well, Marlin might pop a ball loose.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so yeah, I think, look, if you're looking at this defense right now and you're going to tell me what are the two most important metrics. For me, it's red zone success rate and it's takeaways. And if they can stay on anything sort of the path that they're on right now, it's going to force other teams to need more volume and more effort to score the ball. It's going to create more opportunities, frankly, for turnovers. It's going to put the offense, obviously, in better positions to succeed. And we spent a lot of yesterday documenting some of the issues that are going on with the offense right now. And look. Jordan Stout, who to me is an extension of the defense, has been doing a great job with field position, right? And that started happening even before the turnovers started happening. Now you add turnovers on top of that, it's going to allow Monk to help offset that offensive line, to help offset the lack of explosion in the pass game, the lack of explosion in the run game. All right, well, give me a short field. Well, it's starting to happen.
Yeah, I say it all the time and bring it up a ton whenever we talk about the Steelers, where, look, those couple of games, whether it's against the Patriots or it's against the Colts, you give up all those yards, you force 5 or 6 turnovers, you're going to win that football game pretty much 99 times out of 100, should be 100 times. And with this Ravens defense this year, I'm with you 100%. Jason, where it's red zone, and look, the Vikings were 2 for 3 in that game. The last one, Nate Wiggins in the back of the end zone, the side, but still in this win streak, it's 5 for 14. Offense is converting, which you will take that every single day of the week. And in terms of the correlation year over year in terms of turnovers forced, there is none, because you can go back to 2023 when this team led the NFL in takeaways. And then last year they were bottom 10. This year they are coming in bunches. And you look at this 3-game stretch since the bye week in terms of turnover differential, it was really impressive against the Bears because they were forcing a ton of turnovers heading into that game during that 4-game winning streak. Ravens didn't turn the ball over at all. You won the turnover battle there. Now, the Vikings and Dolphins, they're both tied for 3rd worst in the NFL on turnover differential. So is some of this the opponent? We shall see. But it's encouraging nonetheless. You went from -7 in turnover differential through the first 5 games to now you're even. In this stretch, which is huge.
And you talk about things steamrolling. Well, it should help the next 2 weeks. They play the Browns. Absolutely. And Dylan Gabriel, who we have started to document and will continue to document, he's not an NFL starting quarterback. And then you get Justin Fields or Tyrod Taylor the following week, and we know that either of those guys are not the high-level quarterbacks. So by that point, I guess the hope is you keep this train rolling, and now you've got some confidence, and as the schedule gets maybe a little tougher, you're still making plays.
And Jason, I think you made a great point, too, in terms of this year being different than last year, where the defense didn't force many turnovers, and it didn't matter because the offense was just unstoppable for the most part. Where now we know this offense has its limitations, where this year they need some of those short fields.
Yeah, I think... I mean, look, we remember what they emphasized more than anything else all offseason was these takeaways. I mean, my gosh, we just played clip after clip in May and June and OTAs and mini camps, and it's really the dead of the football calendar. And that was the thing that this defense was talking about even more than sacks and quarterback pressures and everything else, was just, we got to get our hands on the football. We have to take the ball away. And that wasn't happening early in the year. And it started to. And I think it can continue. I mean, look, even in that game, Roquan Smith makes a play on the ball. I do think they got the call right in the end, but it was close enough that they had to fret over it. We hadn't seen a whole lot of that. Yeah. Like, it just seems like...
And they ran gassers after it.
This isn't like it's just Marlon punching a ball loose. Now Malachi Starks is on a little bit of a roll. Kyle Hamilton and all those tip balls. You keep tipping 5-6 balls a game, one of them is going to end up in your guy's hands. Might even be a D-tackle. They all count the same.
The bulk of them came, of course, in that Vikings game. But the past three games, the Ravens have 20 passes defensed. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's impressive. If you're just tuning in, Ravens back on the practice field. No Lamar Jackson on the field. No Justice Hill, Jay Higgins, Marlon Humphrey, Rashad Bateman. Bateman and Higgins will not play this week. We'll see about Marlon. Remember, Harb said it depends on whether or not he has the finger surgery. If he decides to play with it, he'll keep going. If not, he'll probably miss a week or two. But Lamar will probably be the one that people are most concerned about, obviously. And we'll find out from Harb's. I will tell you, the Justice Hill of it all, he was on the opening kickoff. And it looked like he came off a little ginger after he got tackled on that return. He came back in the game and played, ended up scoring a touchdown. But I wonder if they're just giving him a day off his feet, because he did finish the game. But it looked like he kind of tweaked something early in that football game.
Yeah, look, we'll hear from Harbs and some players through the course of the day, and we will get you that information and that sound later in the show.
Guest-wise on today's show, we will talk Ravens and NFL with Mark Ross from NFL Network at 2:30. We'll get our college football best bets with our friend Tim Murray from VSiN at 3:30. And Aditi Kinkabwala. Nobody knows the AFC North like Aditi. She's from CBS. She joins us at 4:30.
Excited to check back in with Aditi. The state of she lives in Pittsburgh, obviously. The state of affairs in Pittsburgh is always of interest here.
Yeah.
We're getting down to the nitty-gritty in the college football season and college basketball starting to heat up in earnest. We'll talk to Tim Murray about that stuff. We'll see what Mark Ross thinks of the resurgent Ravens defense.
Coming up next, though, speaking of that defense, Kyle Hamilton. Is it possible he's the most important player on this football team? We discuss next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.